Du lytter til Enneagrammet Next Level podcast med Flemming Christensen. Den her episode er oprindeligt bragt i Enneagram Insights, og Flemming taler med Maja Schur, som er en Enneagram coach og relaterer til type 8. Hun ønsker at bringe Enneagrammet ind til drama og kunst på universiteterne. Lyt til den her samtale om hendes rejse og hvad hun ser Enneagrammet kan i fremtiden.
I'm sitting here with Maja Schur. Very welcome, and I'm so excited that we should have a conversation together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really happy for this great invitation, and I'm so excited for what will going to happen.
Very good. And let's talk a little bit about how you came into the Enneagram. How did you find the Enneagram? How did that kind of came across in your path of life?
Interestingly, at your workshop in Egypt, the first time I saw you.
Oh, really?
They start, I heard a kind of terminology, Enneagram, and I start to whisper to someone beside me, and I kind of, what they are saying? What's going on? And from here, I took the thread. Okay, what about the Enneagram? Let me search about it. And then next day, I start to ask you, and I ask my mentor also, Dr. Khaled Sherbini, about the Enneagram. Ah, okay, workshop. Okay, we're going to meet. And from here, the gate is opened for me. Yeah, and it was really interesting. It was really, and I start the Enneagram from the integral side. The hard way. I started the Enneagram from the hard way, not the soft one. Yeah.
I get it. When I read on in your bio that you have 2,000 coaching hours, I was thinking, 2,000 coaching hours? How old are you? You know, how many years have you done coaching? It seems a lot. So tell me a little bit about your activities with coaching, and I know that you have played a role at the ICF to share with the listener a little bit about that.
First, I exceed more 2,000 hours coaching hours with clients, and I am PCC. I was ex-board member in ICF. What was my role in the ICF? I was making a kind of interview. The speakers who will gonna talk under the umbrella of the ICF, how to talk, how they will gonna present, what the kind of materials that they will gonna deliver, how to take their breath, and many other things. What the type of audience that we're gonna talk with. This is the first thing about the ICF and my role there. About coaching, when I took the certificate of coaching about more than 5 years ago, I coach everyone everywhere. And this is something so strange that it's a kind of attractor field. When I start this career, I start to meet people that they need coaching. So I start to coach people, and from here, I start to deliver my message to people, to the world. And coaching is not just I know a kind of curriculum, and I will gonna deliver it to people, and that's it. No, coaching is more deep than that. Coaching, it's about a mind to understand and a heart for compassion. And when the Enneagram comes to coaching in my life, oh my God, it's really root lots of things in my career, a kind of flowering the career. The Enneagram start to flower my career of coaching. So the coaching for me, it's not just a job. Thank God that I am one of the luckiest people that I found my passion in my career. And this merge or the integration, it's rarely to find it in your life, to find your passion in your career. So coaching is more deep than just the word coaching for me. Coaching, the Enneagram, when I mentor me as a, when I took my PCC, I start to mentor people in coaching, and I start to hear some records to just to give the feedback for the coaches that they are in their career, they are beginners in their career. So when I hear the coaching in the Enneagram, and while they are coaching the client, I hear some key words the client or the type say it, and I catch it. Okay, as if I'm watching a football match. Hit it. Okay, here's the key words. So the Enneagram teach me how to be very selective in listening and in talking as well.
Let's say that I wanted some coaching from you. And I would say, I don't really have any problems in my life. Everything is going well. But do a little coaching on me anyway. Would you do that?
Yeah, it will gonna be for me a kind of challenge. Yes. Because you ask, okay, do some coaching for me. Let's what about to try? Let's try. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. But I don't have any problems, of course. We're sitting here on a screen, and the listener or to this episode cannot see us, but they can see that we are laughing a lot, and maybe they can hear that we are laughing a lot. But so why are you laughing? I'm laughing too.
I see the type. I see the type in the keyword. Actually, everything is okay. I don't have any problem. I see the type, but the Enneagram teach us don't point at people and say, okay, so your type is such a... No, it's just I took from you the keywords to understand you.
What was the keyword in this case?
Actually, when you start to say, okay, give me some coaching. Okay, let's try. And the word, I don't have any problem. Everything is okay. Yeah. Because no one has any problem. All of us, we are having for some problems.
Okay. I can reveal that you know that I relate to type three. So that's easy to pick up. All righty. Well, let's go back to a little bit about your own or understanding and your own work with the Enneagram. If you would share with the listener, where do you see yourself in the Enneagram, your type, your primary type, and how did that understanding help you to be a better coach or a better teacher?
Actually, the Enneagram teach me a lot to see the manifestation of the world in people. So I start to see people like flowers, everyone with different color, with different smell, with different soil, but they are all flower. No flower is, we never say this is a bad flower. We never said that. Even when a flower, you feel that, nobody take care of this flower. This is so pathetic. Even the flower, when it's look a kind of a poor flower or something like that, it's a kind of, because nobody take care of her, because the soil has a problem, because not, you are already have been born that you are a bad flower. No, it's not like that. Everyone has his own beauty, and God manifest people, manifest his words and his power and his beauty in people through the Enneagram. I see that. Yeah.
Where in the Enneagram do you see yourself?
I'm type 8 in the Enneagram.
Hmm. And do you think the insights that you have from type 8 has impacted the way that you coach?
I will never forget the word that one day you said to me when I start to make a kind of, it was a like of exam or something like that, when you told me, get out of your type. So sometimes when I coach people, I start to get out of my type. Yeah. And put my heart with the client, not my emotions. No, it's a kind of compassion. Maybe the 8 can put a hand in coaching through the kind of, it's okay. It's okay, we were going to handle it. I'll give you my energy without saying anything. Maybe I'll send you my energy. I'll support you by my tool, by my what I know. So I think this is my type when it manifests in the coaching career.
I will give you a choice now. And you have to choose between A, B, C. The A is that you will invest the next 3 years working with young adults. That's A. B is you will now invest the next 3 years of your life working in relationships. And C is you will invest the next 3 years of your life with executive of organization and businesses.
I'll choose C. C.
Would you share a little bit of why you are kind of leaning into that?
Now I'm doing my master's, and I will going to finish my master's after a couple of weeks, okay? My project in my final is the neuroscience in organization field. How the mental health can affect employees and why people suffer when they have when they lack of mental health. So working psychology is a part very interesting to me, working psychology, because the leadership skills and the difference between leader and a boss and how people start to talk with others or with employees that they are lower rank in a very different way. And this is related to the psychological system and their behavior, their traumas, their environment, their childhood, the inner child, the shadows, the lots of things. So for me, working psychology is very interesting. And I start to merge Enneagram in working at work. And I gave lots of workshops to entrepreneurs about the Enneagram. And it was really a kind of aha moment. Oh my God, is that real? It's like a magic. So it really changed a lot in the organization.
And this is a trick question. This now. Don't you think your time is lost on people that are adults? Why not go with the young people or relationship? Don't you think that they're lost anyway, those adult executives?
Tell me more.
Actually, there is a survey, a research done about emotional intelligence. And it seems like the farther away from executive you are, the more emotional intelligence you have. And the more you get into your executive roles, the more you kind of disconnect from your emotions and more focus on are kind of the goals and the money. And now you want to kind of change that whole curve in having more emotional, intelligent leaders. You think it's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. When we start from the root, the employees that they are ready to be leaders, when we start from the root, we can pave the way for them to have a kind of more emotional intelligence. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, of course. Of course. But from the root, to start from the root. Yeah.
Okay.
If they are ready.
That's it.
If they are ready.
If we look at the world at the moment, we could need a little more empathy and inclusion and diversity. Do you think the Enneagram could be a tool to bring more inclusion and acceptance on this larger scale we're talking about here, the world?
Yes. Yes, the Enneagram shows the differences. The differences between people. Enneagram shows how to, in the teamwork, how they gonna deal with each others. The Enneagram also shows for me the addiction and the attachment for people in the types. And this was my last researches about addiction in the Enneagram related to the 12 steps. Even at work, people are addicted. Yeah, yeah.
So if we should kind of use the Enneagram on a larger scale, like globally, where should we start?
Actually, I was thinking several times why, for example, my master's is from Liverpool, John Moores, England. Okay. So I was saying, I wish to give people Enneagram in this university. Universities. Globally, I want to add Enneagram in universities. It will gonna play an amazing role. Another thing is in drama. Enneagram need to be put in drama, in theaters, in novels, in movies, in series. Why not the Enneagram globally to be known through the world, in the world, from drama and universities? Why not? People act the types and how to deal with those types and how to act, even poetry. What about to make a poem, to make poetry through type? Why not? What about to ask the eights, make a poem? To ask the sixes, make a poem for us, the heads and the guts, make a poem for us. Just to, this is related to the creativity, drama, art, painting, all these can be indulged in the Enneagram umbrella, under the Enneagram umbrella. Yeah, this is globally.
So if I hear you right, it's it could be a way to kind of broaden the understanding and the essence of the wisdom of the Enneagram at universities. Maybe you even talk about the whole school system and also using it at drama and art in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Mm. So even my son, for example, when he see a kind of movie about the Enneagram, easily he can catch the idea, what's going on and how they are dealing with each other. Because Enneagram is a very important tool, as if you are discover something, a kind of discovery. I discover a tool that's amazing. It will kind of pave the way for me in my whole life, either to know myself and to know others. And this is the kind of core system in our lives and the main cause of our most of our problems, that we cannot understand each other.
And if somebody listening to us is new to the Enneagram, and you should explain just briefly, what is the Enneagram and why is it so important if you're a beginner to kind of start knowing about it?
I always say for people close to me and from in my workshops, can you study yourself? So he looked at me, what? To study what? Study yourself as if you are a book. The Enneagram is your book. Your book when you are studying yourself. So when I come to, for example, Mr. X, and I'm telling him, you are such and such, and you are bad man or a bad guy. And when he study himself, he will be immune. Enneagram can build your immune psychological system. I'm immune from any attack comes to me. I see the Enneagram in that way, that I'm studying myself. I know. So when I start to deal with people, I'm understanding them because it begins from me. When I understand myself, I will gonna simply understand people. So it's about the communication, how to have better communication between first yourself and then others. Is that easy? It's not that easy as much as it's beautiful. It's beautiful to synchronize this in you.
And in this field of studying, have you encountered things that you said, ooh, that was not nice about myself? And on the other side, ooh, that was lovely about myself. Have you kind of had those kind of moments of, oh, no, but also, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was not nice about myself when I start to reject myself. Sometimes I say, I'm born rejected. I am born rejected. So when I start to reject myself, even the people around me didn't reject me. Okay? What is beautiful about me or I like that in myself when I become vulnerable, when I get out this shield. I really love myself when I am this state. And this thing that paved the way for me when I go to this and knock this door, spirituality. When I start to connect with myself, when I start to connect with my beauty, and I start to support people when I'm vulnerable. So support people by holding their hands and telling them, come, okay, I can help. Let's start together. I'm supporting you. I'm at your back to back. I'm telling them, back to back. Yeah.
Thank you. If you should, let's say you have a lot of resources and you can send it in a certain direction for somebody else to do something. It's not for you to do it, but you kind of pay them or guide them or something. And they want to do some research about the Enneagram. You have the resources and you have the guidance. What would you like that they did some research about?
The word virtual. Virtual of types in the Enneagram. The beauty of the type. First, they were going to start with the beauty of the type, the virtual. Step aside the passion and the fixation. I will going to tell them, step aside all these. Because the mind will gonna attract and absorb only the fixation and the passion. No. Forget about it. It's not there. It's not there. Start with the beauty of the type. Start with the talent of the type in a very simple way. The virtue of the type. The beauty of each type. And start to sing the song of the Enneagram. Dance between the types. Dance as if you are in a beautiful garden. I will gonna tell them this.
I understand. So that would be if somebody should start studying or exploring or learning about the Enneagram, or is it, or are you talking about scientific research?
No, studying and learning, just an introduction about the Enneagram. Because some people, if they start with scientific search in a very serious way, maybe they can, what's that? No, I don't understand. No. But when they start to see their own beauty, yes, I'm a challenger. Yeah, I'm an achiever. Yes, I'm that kind of person. I'm individualistic. Yeah, I'm special. I'm unique. Type 4, for example. So when you see your beauty, this will gonna open your appetite, have a kind of appetite to know more. Let me search more.
I like your answer. And I also have a question about scientific research. What would you like to have researched scientifically about the Enneagram, if you could decide?
The first book that I have read about the Enneagram, it's Wisdom of the Enneagram. Ross Hudson. Yeah. I like this book so much, because it talks about the Enneagram in a different way, in a very detailed and showing each type again their beauty and the relation in the types. Also, I like your book so much about the relationship. Yeah, in the Enneagram. I like it so much. Really, I like, because it was a very big challenge to me when the 2 deal with the 6, when the 4 deal with the 8. I like these connections. I like connections all the time. I love that. So it's really, it can be like that. And I start to apply it in my life. And I open the book and then apply it and then close the book again one more time.
Yeah,
I like it so much. I like it so much. Thank you. Thank you.
My next question is about your book. Let's say that you would write a book soon. What should the title and the subtitle and the topic be of a book of yours?
Let me tell you a story. One day I have passed through, year and a half ago, I have passed through very hard time. And when I passed through this hard time or any hard time, God sent me messages telling me it's okay. It's okay. So the night of this day, I dreamed of someone whispering in my ears telling me the path. And I was like, who is talking? What's going on? So I start to call my friend and telling her, I have dreamed something called the path. She told me, open the book, The Dimension Consciousness of Islam, page 99 or 98, and you will gonna find something related to manifestation of God in earth. And I was like, Oh, yeah. And I found that. I found it was real, the path. So my book will gonna be with red cover, dark red cover, with gold, with golden italic handwriting, the path. And under the word the path, it will gonna be manifestation. The manifestation of everything around you. How to change your glasses while you are seeing the world. How to see the world in the real phase. Because when we get in our passion or fixation or anger or controlling or we don't see the world as we are put to deal with. So it will gonna be named by the path. Yeah.
Is that topic that we haven't covered that you think is important?
Actually, I like so much the idea of the codependency in the types. And it was really, for me, very interesting, the idea of codependency in life. And the beauty of the letting go. Letting go. Every type has the talent and has his own way of apply the word letting go. So I start to merge addiction with 12 steps with the idea of letting go. And I did a research about, I start to make a kind of qualitative research. Okay. And I start to interview the types and what they are addicted to or codependent to. It's different codependency. We don't want to name it as an addiction. We want to name it as a codependency. And it was really interesting. So each type can addict the same addiction, but the why is different. So it's about the power of why. And every type in his childhood, what the needs of each type in his childhood, what he's waiting for. For example, type 9, your existence really matters. The baby 9, the small child 9, what we are telling them, your existence really matters to me. And this is can prevent the 9s not to be codependent. The idea of letting go. How to face this? For example, type 8, I'll never cheat you. I'll never betray you. Don't worry. It's okay. When you say to a small child, 8, I'll never cheat you, he feels safe. It's okay. I'm immune. So I love that so much, the idea of codependency and how to let people get rid of this, the idea of letting go. Yeah.
Beautiful. Could also be a beautiful way to end our interview, because maybe you're even talking about the Enneagram itself of not being attached to something. See your identification with your personality, your co-depending on certain elements in your life or other people in our lives. Thank you a lot. Thank you, Mai, for taking your time to do this interview. It's always a lovely energy to be in your presence.
Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. I really enjoyed it, and I was preparing some notes or something. I didn't see anything, and I didn't even look or utter or just take a glance about it. So I really enjoyed it, kind of a synchronicity. Thank you so much, Fleming. Thank you so much. And thank you for being, for teaching me lots of things in the Enneagram and many other things in my life. Thank you so years ago. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, my big pleasure.
Tak fordi du lyttede med, og husk at du kan gå ned i show notes og tjekke ud, når Flemming Christensen har nogle Enneagram kurser gennem Think About It. Og der er også link til vores Enneagram Facebook gruppe, hvor du kan gå ind og diskutere samtalen, hvis der dukkede noget op, eller dele din viden og dine indsigter og dine erfaringer.